Okay, so for this video, this is going to be pretty much like an introduction to what I'm going to cover this on Tuesday in a live stream, right? So this is about the online dating shit, and it says, "Are dating apps to blame for the death of romance and courtship?" And to be honest, yeah, right, totally. And the reason is the main reason is it goes back to what I say. See, women love that feeling of being dominant. Woman doesn't want to lead anything. She doesn't want to lead shit. Woman likes the feeling of being dominated in any kind of fucking way. Like, woman loves that shit because woman knows that she can't lead nothing properly. Like, she knows it, right? So I want to start off with this part, right? When it comes to getting pussy, right? When it comes to getting pussy, cunt does not care about who you are, what you are, type of shit. Meaning, okay, cunt does not, cunt wants what cunt wants, period. It wants what it wants. A woman's brain and a woman cunt are two different wavelengths of brain. It is two different brains, right? So cunt does not care that you nervous or you shy, or cunt doesn't care that your grandma died or your dog died, but you still want pussy, and then you trying to find ways to talk to her, but you nervous and shy and all that. She don't care. Bitches, pussy doesn't care. Pussy wants what pussy wants, right? And pussy wants someone that can show that they've become his man and has some dominant fucking, traits and ability in them, right? That it just is what it is. And the thing is, see, with this online dating shit, what happened was with this all this online and social media that took over. Well, yeah, like you can just go hopping in bitches' DMs real quick and all that shit like that. But see, the reason why this fucking, what it says, the death of romance, courtship. See, the death of romance to woman means, see, woman craves man to be a fucking man, right? So in the real world, what does that mean? It means going over and approaching a woman and talking to her and making conversation and creating shit, because she don't create shit. She doesn't make shit. The only thing she's valuable for is sitting there looking cute and wait to get fucked. That's it, right? So you have to go over there and do something. But with this online dating shit, that whole dynamic is immediately taken out, right? With online dating, that whole approach that fits you. One, the reason why women are fucked up in online dating right now, and they're all walking around miserable, who are doing it, who are actively doing it. All of the, like I say before, by the time a woman ends up in online dating, that woman is beyond fucked up, right? But the reason, here's the big reason is the why they stay miserable is this. When she's getting approached through a fucking text message, well, like, out of 100% ability for her to respect you, she has immediately lost 70 to 80% respect that she can ever have for you from the front. And so you are working like in the red zone trying to get back, respect out of her, even if you hit it off with her. The only time I say it really works out is when the bitch is just fucking horny and your picture look good and some shit like that's usually the only time it works out in most cases with online dating for real, right? If she's just horny. But if she has any time to sit up and think outside of her woman's drive to get a fucking raw cock up in her, and she has to think, 70 to 80% of any respect she could have for you is immediately gone just because you had to approach her with a text message first. Because text messaging is some coward shit. Text messaging, especially like in the initial phases, that is some coward shit in comparison to just physically approaching a woman, right? Now, you're going to get rejected either way it goes. At some point, like, nobody's going to win every single time they approach a woman, But what I'm trying to say is with women, woman, you can ask any, and I'm not going to go over this in this video. This is just going to be just like a quick introduction because I haven't even watched the video, right? But this is just my opinion before I watched it, before I play it Tuesday night. Woman, if you ask woman, and if you ask every woman on earth, how would she want to be approached by a man through a text message or through a fucking, in physical in person? Unless the bitch has like some real bad anxiety or some shit like that, or she smell funny or something weird like that, most bitches would prefer to be approached in real life with just a handshake and say like and tell them your name and all this shit like that. Most women would prefer that. You see what I'm saying? But it's the reality of the world, right? Now since online, everything's online and apps and blah, 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 and everybody's scared of rejection. Men, bitches watching this, men are afraid of rejection too. So it's easier to just log into a fucking app and just swipe and get the texting. Why? Because at least when you text through an app, you don't have to worry about that in real life rejection, getting rejected type of shit, right? So like I say all the time, comfort makes you weaker in the end. You know what I'm saying? Comfort does not make you stronger. Comfort just makes shit harder in the long run. You see what I'm saying? But so that comfort of texting a bitch first is, yeah, you do save yourself some of that heartache from, like, you know, approaching a bitch in real life and getting turned down. She got a boyfriend, whatever the fuck like that. You do save. But at the same time, you kind of get stuck in that comfort zone. So when you do finally match with a bitch on Tinder, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? You have the whole dynamic is off because you came in there on some coward shit, right? I mean, not counting COVID because you couldn't go anywhere during COVID. But like now, like you went in there on some straight coward shit. And so like when you finally do meet the bitch in real life, well, you starting, like you are immediately starting fucking like in negative 50% zone as far as respect. And you got to work your way just to get back to 0% respect and then start gaining respect. Because bitches, here's the thing. Like I said earlier, cunt wants what cunt wants, right? But here's the thing. The woman's brain don't even realize it. Like, her brain doesn't even know. Her brain just doesn't pick up on it. And like I say before on the channel, man, see, like everything that women try to blame men for, like, women are doing it, like, literally five times worse than men are. And it's always been like that, right? Women try to blame men for thinking with their dicks. No, like, well, bitches don't even think with their pussy. Their pussy just works and goes, and just, it'll drag her along for the ride type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But again, that online dating shit, dude, it's made it more comfortable to get rejected. Well, at the same time, women just don't respect that shit because it's texting, and texting is always, to a woman, that's always like some cowardly shit. Like, it's just hiding behind something type of thing, right? Just like you had to approach. Okay, perfect example. Okay, so I don't know if anybody's watching the live stream I did last week. But the friend of mine who texted me, and he wanted to go, because we were supposed to go out, and we went out, right? And we went to this club, and, hey, okay, so I'll tell y'all the whole story, for real. So, we went to a few clubs first, and I'm not gonna lie, I was legit nervous, because it had been, you know, a year and a half, 2 years since I've been out anywhere. So, like, the first two clubs, I just didn't even talk to anybody. I was just, like, just hanging with him. And then, so we just went to the third one. I said, you know what? Look, man, I'm just going to take this L and start talking to the first bitches we see. I'm just going to start talking to them and just go ahead and take this L to pop my cherry and to get back in this game. So as soon as I go in there, first bitch I see, I start talking to her, and she's smiling. And next thing I know, I'm talking to another one. And another bitch came up and asked me to go dance. And then, you know, I'm out there, right? And so as I was out there, I looked over and I seen this dude with this girl. And I could tell by how they walked in there that was some online dating shit, right? Because both of them walked up in there like they was both kind of nervous and scared because they probably, you know, you ain't really talked together, they talk that much. And he's sitting over there trying to talk to her, and she's looking all uncomfortable. And he done pulled out his phone, and they talking. And she ain't even danced. The bitch just left, right? I could look at that, and I knew immediately when I seen it that was some online dating shit. Get off. Stop doing that, man. You got to go out. Now, maybe because, like, the clubs that we went to wasn't like clubs. They were like legit dancing clubs. Like, you go there to dance. And because, as a matter of fact, when the girl asked me to dance, I said, oh, I'm a horrible fucking dancer, but let's go. I'll do it. And like, I was just awful with it. But I had her laughing. But yeah, but anyway, no. So I'm gonna leave it off with that, man. So I'm gonna live stream Tuesday. This is gonna be about a 10-minute video. I'm gonna live stream Tuesday and actually watch the shit. But yeah. Dating apps are ruining it because it's making men more... Okay, because dating apps are ruining it because, one, women have absolutely no courage or confidence in the world whatsoever unless it's something that a man's already built. Now she can jump on it in the last 5 minutes. That's just the reality. Women have absolutely no courage, charisma, talent, or skills until it's something that's built off of something that a man made. Then she's, you know, Miss Strong and independent and all that. You know, she has no will to initiate anything because she has the courage of a fucking house gnat. Well, no, that's even giving her too much benefit, because Nat's got courage. They'll fly up in your face. Women don't have that amount. Women are not initiating anything on the planet. Women don't initiate anything or create anything. They sit back and wait for you, the man, to do it, and then jump on it after it's already created and act like they did something to it and want to be CEO now. That's what bitches do, right? So with that being said, the man is left to be the one, you know, in existence to actually have courage, character, and charisma to initiate anything and create anything. The man has to do it, right? But I get it. Like I said earlier, men, nobody likes rejection. I don't like rejection, right? Well, I just told you a story how I had to pop my virgin cherry of going out, you know, and socially mingling and shit. But it ended up working out, though. It ended up, you know, working out better than I thought it would. But it's up to you to do that. See, she's not going to do that. If you go to a club, okay, well, maybe not here in Europe, because the bitches here aren't as fucked up as the ones like in America and the UK. But like if you in like a typical Western country, you go out to a club as a man, if you don't approach a woman, she's not going to approach you. Now, I'd had a couple approach me when I was with my friend. But in America, you know, that's not going to happen. If you out in the U.S., they not going to approach you. Very rarely. So you have to do it, right? And I get it. Approaching is fucking scary as fuck, man. I'm not even going to fucking act like it's not. It is. Because you don't know these motherfuckers like that. So what's the next best alternative? The next best alternative is to do it through an app. Because that way, if you're on an app, well, you can kind of hide behind the app. Well, see, and here's and don't listen to women, because women don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But they pussies just lead them to where they need to go. That starting out by texting shit, that shit is, unless you're in jail or in prison because you did some gangster shit, unless you locked up or something like that, that texting shit is like straight coward bullshit to women, dude. And that's why most men fail in online dating, because that texting and now the woman actually has to like initiate opening the app and open it. She actually has to do something like that. That's just all out of woman's norm. You see, woman's job is literally to sit down and wait for you to come do something. Now, she has to now open up an app and respond back through apps and think of what to say. Oh, that's too much work for her. That's too much. Woman ain't trying to do that. Woman is lazy. Woman is lazy and pathetic, especially in the beginning stages. Now once you go in there and get her on the back end, now she'll come over and clean your clothes and iron shit and cook for you and all that. You know what I'm saying? I hope you don't leave because you got tired of her pussy and all that. On the back end, she'll do that, you know. But in the beginning, no, she ain't doing, you know, unless, I mean, there's certain contexts where she could, but most times she's not going to do that in the beginning, right? So yeah, and that again, man, that online dating shit, like I said, it makes you more comfortable, but in reality, it's making you more of a coward to her, and you got a lot more way to work out of it than you would have had to done than if you was in real life just talking to her. You can get a whole lot further just being there and talking to her, because your physical presence is going to mean more. You see what I'm saying? And on top of that is how you maneuver the room. Like I told you guys before, like videos long ago, like don't just talk to women you want to fuck. Like if anything, talk to the women that you really don't want to fuck, right? Because this is how you play it. And I'm going to end off with this. Talk to the women that you don't really necessarily want to fuck, or talk to other dudes that are with women. You know, talk to people who you don't necessarily want to fuck, but you just sitting there, you just like trying to laugh and have a good time with type of shit. And then guess what? That woman you really want to fuck is going, she's paying attention to all the social statuses in the room, and she's going to see that. And she's like, oh, yeah, she's going to go, oh, yeah, this motherfucker must be worth something, because they sit around talking and laughing around him. He must be worth something. And then so you automatically in like plus 40 with her by the time she come over. But yeah, man. So I'm going to leave it off with that, man. And I'm going to cover this on a live stream probably Tuesday or Wednesday if I'm not sick. Because I think I got allergies now, but the friend of mine, he said he was sick. Now I'm sniffing, so we'll see how this plays out. But yeah, I'm out, man. Y'all have a good weekend.